Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. We have a tendency to believe that lifestyle and health are separate. Apart from the obvious things like fitness and eating well, we don't really think about how our mental health could affect our physical health or vice versa. Nor do we consider preventative options that could keep us healthier for longer. A holistic approach to healthcare is important because it takes everything into account, from how much sleep you get to how stressed you are, how varied your diet is, and whether you are happy and confident. Our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will offer practical ways to create and enjoy a more healthy, holistic lifestyle. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Lovely to be with you, and I love this holistic topic we have today of body, mind, and spirit, how to create really vibrant health.
Well, we're going to go through the list, and all the list will maybe have information on our website. And, of course, Dr. Susan detailed information on her website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Before we get into 15 simple, doable, and holistic steps to a healthier lifestyle, let's talk about holistic health. We hear that kicked around a lot. What exactly are we talking about?
Yeah, good place to start. It's about the whole being, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, all wrapped up into one. My grandmother always used to say to me that the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. But the body is an easy and good place to start. You know, it's more than just eating healthy foods and jogging around the block. We've got to have a positive attitude and strong mental health and a healthy self-image. So these are the 15 tips I'll give you today that are all practical, simple, doable, that we can implement in our lifestyles today
and every day.
Well,
yes, and you'll see as Dr. Susan gives us this list of 15, it is holistic. It's not just mind. It's not just body. It's not just spirit. It's like everything all wrapped into one and how important it is to treat it as one. Let's start with, we got the 15 tips. Go ahead and get us started here. What's number one?
Fire away. All right. Drink more water. By the way, you and I recently did a whole interview on hydrating the body.
Yes.
And on the homepage of my website, over on the left in the yellow box, I've posted that. So, but what I'll say right now about water is that most of us don't drink enough water. It's so essential for our bodies to work properly. It's absolutely necessary for carrying out our body functions, removing waste, transporting nutrients, and oxygen throughout the body. And since water is always expelled every day through urination, bowel movements, perspiration, and breathing, we need to replenish the water in our bodies constantly, and the amount of water we need depends on a variety of factors, but the average adult needs between 2 and 3 quarts of water a day. A good way to tell if you're getting enough water is by your urine, and it shouldn't be bright yellow. It should be either colorless or pale yellow, and I posted, if you click on blog, I've posted 3 blog articles today, and one of them is all about water and the best ways to drink water. So that's water. Of course, we can't forget, and we've done a whole show on this before, get enough sleep.
Oh, yes.
When you don't sleep, you tend to eat more, and usually junky processed foods. It's good to keep a regular sleep routine, wear cotton PJs, keep the room you're sleeping in dark, cool, and quiet. A fresh plant is good because it gives off oxygen, takes up carbon dioxide. You can't be vibrantly healthy without good sleep every night, Rick.
Now, can I count my nap? Nap time is sleep. Does that count? Can I, like, lump that all in at the end of the day?
Yeah, that's a great question. A nap is good to take, but you don't want to take it too close to bedtime. But ideally, to get enough of the human growth hormone released, you need 5 cycles of 90 minutes each. If you figure that out, that's at least 7.5 uninterrupted hours of sleep.
Okay.
Ideally, you want to get that at night. But if you want to take a nap during the day, that's all right. At night is when your body renews, repairs, rebuilds itself. So you want to get that good, uninterrupted sleep every night.
Great information, all this on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Number three on your list is exercise. And again, we've done many programs talking about exercise.
Yes, so not just a couple times a week, but every day. By moving your body in some way for 30 minutes a day, you'll lower your risk of disease, create higher bone density, and increase your lifespan. It's good to have one piece of aerobic equipment in the home. I always like to live by the golden rule, but do unto others as you want them to do unto you. But there's another golden rule I always like to share, and that's walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. So look at my blog today. You'll get my blog articles. You get one on article, one on exercise, and one on the best supplements. And the next tip would be eat more fruits and vegetables. All fruits and vegetables carry vitamins and minerals, and it's suggested that we have at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Of course, I try to get 8 to 12 servings, and I do that not just with salads, but I also do it with fresh juices and green smoothies, and I add vegetables to almost every dish. And I also love to eat and grow sprouts. I have a whole book on how to grow, like, alfalfa, broccoli, red clover sprouts in the corner of your kitchen. The book is called Kitchen Gardening. Rejuvenate with homegrown sprouts. You can find info about it on my website. But why fruits and vegetables? The produce, it's filled with fiber, these foods. And you and I have said this many times, but it's important not to be constipated. You want to have that good bowel movement every day, and hopefully, if you're lucky, a couple more bonus rounds.
Well, very good. Very good. And again, all of this information, all of it's on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. All the books that we talked about, I think over 30 now on our list, including her latest celebrated book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper, all on our website. Back to the list now. Interesting number 5. Explain this.
Yes, you want to eat the rainbow. You want to pick brightly colored foods in the produce aisle. These are high in antioxidants, and the colors in the produce is where most of the nutrients are found. And, of course, it makes the plate of food more appealing, too. I'll quickly go through the colors. I'm going to ask you to offer your suggestions on red foods, so be thinking and start sweating now.
Okay.
White might be cauliflower and onions, bananas and mushrooms. Yellow would be foods like pineapple and mangoes. Orange, in other words, we're not talking about colorful candy. We're talking about produce. Orange might be oranges, apricots, and papayas. How about red? You give me some red ones.
I like red raspberries, my favorite. Strawberries would be in the red category. Red peppers. I mean, they're really a lot. Radishes, a lot in the red category.
Very good. Excellent. All right, green might be avocado, cucumber, lettuce, celery, broccoli, kale, spinach. Blue-purple might be blueberries, purple cabbage, blackberries, eggplants, and prunes. Remember, what you eat today, you crave tomorrow. And that leads us right into 6, is cut down on processed foods. You eat a lot of junk foods, processed foods today, you'll want to eat more of them tomorrow. Processed foods are simply not good for you. Most of the nutritional value is lost in the making of the processed foods, and then they've added preservatives that are bad for our health. These foods also have lots of salt, which leads to high blood pressure and heart disease. And in general, here's my rule of thumb, Rick. The more ingredients on the label, the more processed the item.
Interesting. Okay. So when you look at that and you see it's going on, and it's like continued on the other side of the box, probably best to stay away.
Yes, yes, yes. Say, no, thank you. My health is more important than this.
How about expiration dates? I mean, you look at an expiration date and it's 3 years longer than you think your expiration date is. That's probably, stay away from that?
Yeah, absolutely. You want foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, and eat them fresh. It might help the lifespan of the food, but it will do nothing to help your lifespan.
You know, number seven is interesting, and boy, we all need to do this. There's so much negativity in our lives. Talk about negative people and the impact, negative impact they have on our lives.
Yes, you know, a positive mentality is the key for a healthy life. You don't need negative people and negativity in your life. It's easier said than done, but if you know, if you have an acquaintance that's negative all the time, maybe you let him or her go. My grandmother always used to tell me, I've told you this before, she used to say, my nickname's Sunny, she'd say, Sunny, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And I remember in when I was just born in 1955, Rodgers and Hammerstein had the Oklahoma musical. And every morning I get up, I go right into the bathroom and I sing from that musical. Oh, would it, I won't sing now because people might be eating or we want to keep people with us.
Yes.
But oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Gordon McRae sang this. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. You sing that in the morning and during the day, and it will help you with a positive attitude. This goes to eight. Avoid negativity within yourself. You don't need negativity from yourself either. Let go of all negative thoughts. Overeating, by the way, tends to happen when one feels unhappy. So by staying in a more positive state of mind, you cut out an unhealthy dependence on food to be happy. And then that kind of segues into trigger foods. Avoid trigger foods. These are the foods you can't put down after one bite. Everyone's trigger foods are different. I'll ask you in a second what yours might be. But typically, they consist of foods like candy bars, chocolate, chips, cheese and other dairy products, cookies, and anything with high levels of refined sugar, salt, fat, or flour. What, do you have trigger foods where you can't just eat one?
Yeah, my kryptonite is animal crackers. As strange as that sounds, I cannot eat one animal cracker. So I buy the little boxes with the little string on them that I carry around. So I, you know, I know when my portion is over, and I stop. But I can't start. Once I start, it's done. And then that negative voice in my head goes, you blew it again, Rick. You just ate too many of those suckers. So, it's a vicious circle.
Did you have those as a child?
Yes. Yeah, animal crackers. Always loved animal crackers.
So it's like a comfort food to you, too, besides having salt, sugar, fat, or whatever. So, okay, now we know. Now we all know. Your secret is out.
Animal crackers. What a manly trigger food to have. Animal crackers. Okay, let's go back to the list real quick.
And
this is going downhill.
You are very manly.
Thank you very much.
We know you eat red foods.
That's right. So don't worry about don't let the animal crackers throw you. Virility is just fine. So let's go back to number 10.
And by the way, Pythagoras said over 2,400 years ago, choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. And I love this quote by one of my favorites, Ralph Waldo Emerson, because we're giving the audience new info today, new ideas. And he's one of the many lovely things he's said is, the mind, once stretched by a new idea, never returns to its original dimensions. I love that. While I'm on a roll with Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my most favorite quotes of all time, I'll give you two more. He said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. You know, all life is really about teaching us faith. And then, of course, this famous one, do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. So maybe don't go the way everybody's going, eating the processed foods, living a sedentary life, surrounding yourself with negative people, staying up late, not exercising. Take care of your body. Be committed. Go where the make your own path and leave a trail so that you can inspire other people with how healthy you are, and you will inspire others. And this segues into how are you eating? You've got to take time when eating. Your brain, Rick, not your beautiful stomach, is the organ responsible for feelings of hunger and fullness. If you take your time during meals, and at least 20 minutes with each meal, don't just inhale it in 5 to 10 minutes, and you eat more slowly, you allow your brain adequate time to send that full message, I am full, to your stomach and allow your food to be fully ingested. So don't rely on a clean plate to tell you when it's time to stop eating.
Let's get one more in. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Before a break, let's talk about, and this ties into taking your time eating, prepare your meals. Talk about the importance of that so it's not like sort of a last-minute random thought so you run out and get a burger and fries.
That is so right. Absolutely. When you prepare meals yourself, you can control exactly what goes into them. And this makes it easier for you to make the right healthy choices for your body. What I do, Rick, is one day a week I'll do the bulk big shopping, and I'll bring home lots of salad fixings and, you know, lettuce and, like you were saying earlier, red bell peppers and celery and beans, and I'll get everything washed. I'll cook some beans because if you buy them dry and cook them, it's much less expensive. I'll make a couple batches of quinoa or maybe millet. I'll make some soup that I can have for the whole week and freeze some. That way, when you're hungry and you open your fridge, you see, I always have cut-up vegetables. I always have some hummus. I always have things I can pull out that are healthy rather than always choosing packaged food that might have a lot of salt and sugar and white flour. So just, I was a Girl Scout. Remember, our motto is be prepared.
Be prepared.
And it's important to prepare your meals. And then it will make it easier all week long to make healthier choices.
Preparation is the key. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle author and expert. We're talking about simple, doable, holistic steps to a healthy lifestyle. We'll continue on our list after these messages. Back, you're listening to This Week in America. With us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. New book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. 15 doable, simple, holistic steps to a healthy lifestyle is what we're talking about. We just did meal preparation. Let's go pick up what's item number 12?
12 is move towards a more low-calorie and low-fat alternative diet. So what happens is vegetables, especially leafy greens and vegetables in general, are the lowest caloric foods you can eat. But we often mess up a big, beautiful salad by putting lots of high-fat dressing on it.
Oh, yes.
So there are many low-fat or non-fat alternatives that are readily available in all grocery stores. So things like sauces, mayonnaise, dressings, pasta sauce, you can get it sugar-free. So look for alternatives and keep your pantry filled with staples that are more low-fat versions. I'll also say, besides the water and the exercise blog article, if you click on blog in the navigation bar at SusanSmithJones.com, today I also posted one I titled Health by Choice, Not Chance, where I talk about my favorite food supplements that I've taken for decades. A great skin polisher. Women know how important it is to exfoliate the skin. Men who shave do this every day. And then 3 healthy living products I wouldn't be without. If you click on blog, you'll find those. The next one, Rick, this is a no-brainer, but stop smoking.
Yeah, 2 words says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, stop smoking. If you smoke, you've got to stop, period. If you're a smoker, quit for better health, not just for yourself, but for your family and friends. If you don't smoke, obviously stay that way. It's so important not to smoke. And a moment ago, the next one is have healthy snacks on hand. When I bring all the bulk food home once a week, I cut up my celery, carrots, cucumber, what else? Bell peppers, jicama, even cauliflower and broccoli. I keep them raw and I put them in containers. It's important to keep healthy small meals on hand, and you want to graze throughout the day rather than two or three massive meals. Five or six smaller meals, because that boosts your metabolism, makes it easier to lose weight and keep it off. But it's not just grazing, but it's eating the right things. That's what matters most. So when turning to snacks during the day, look for things like fresh fruit, raw, as much raw food as possible, fresh salad, freshly squeezed juices, not from concentrate. These are nutritional, and they won't give you that sugar crash.
So much information packed into the program today, and all of this is on Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. All sorts of information there. You can sign up for the free newsletter. I'll tell you about that here in a second. We're going to wrap up the list of 15 with Meditate to Rejuvenate. I love that.
I love that, too. A few minutes of meditation each day, indoors or out in nature, like your backyard, the park. I often go down to a bench on the bluff in Santa Monica overlooking the ocean, or I go down to the ocean with a towel and sit and just, you know, listen to the waves. I love that. So why do you do this? It calms your mind. It lowers your blood pressure. All scientifically proven, by the way. It boosts your immunity. It fosters a positive attitude about life. And studies show it even slows down the aging process. And in my new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, I've devoted two complete chapters to meditation. One is all about the history of meditation in cultures around the world for centuries and millennium, you know, how they first saw it in caves.
Yes.
Thousands of years ago. And then I give you examples of, if you've never meditated, what you can do for 5 to 10 minutes to make it easy and doable. If you're an advanced meditator, I give you other suggestions. If you are a Christian and want Christian ways to meditate that make really touch your heart, I give you samples of that and tell you exactly what I have been doing since I was a teenager and learned about meditation from my grandmother.
All of this information at Dr. Susan's website. I got 1 minute left in the program. You talk about the 8 best doctors we see list all the time. The best doctors. 8 best doctors. Who are they?
Here they are. My favorite 8 doctors. They are sunlight, rest and sleep, exercise, diet, self-confidence, good friends, positive thinking, and oodles of faith. Like, remember, Emerson said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And by the way, I checked, Blue Cross covers all of those doctors, so that's in your health plan, so you should be able to go see them. Yeah, you'll be able to see them here. Now, all of this at the website. I mentioned healthy living newsletters. How do they sign up for that? I mean, you've got a treasure trove of information there.
Yes. So you just go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com. Right there in the photo of me, it says free monthly newsletters. You click, it takes 10 seconds. You sign up once a month. You get a beautiful, full-color newsletter that the general public never sees. And when you sign up, you get a free, full-color cookbook from me and another book about how to use your culinary spices in your kitchen as medicine, and another book on conquering colds and allergies. So you get these gifts. In addition to when you sign up for the free monthly newsletters, I do not inundate you with lots of info. You get one newsletter from me once a month, and people love this. And it's an exclusive club that, again, the general public never sees these. And I think of the people who subscribe to these newsletters as my extended family.
Well, and we look forward to getting them. Seriously, you look forward to that time of month when you receive this information, and allow some time, because it's going to take you a while to go through the newsletter. All of this at our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle author and expert. Our website is SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, a pleasure. We'll do this again in a month. So much more to talk about. Thank you. Excellent show today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I look forward to next month.
It'll be here before you know it. Trust me, it's going to go by quickly, and we'll have much more to talk about. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.